Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this Q&A edition of Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 1196. I am your host and narrator, Greg Audino, wishing you a happy new year and reminding you of how grateful I am to be starting another year with you all. And while today's episode might be difficult, it does exemplify the exact type of vulnerability and emotion that I believe makes this show so important. We have a question that was sent in from a longtime listener who said the OLD network has saved her life. And I think I speak for everyone on our end when I say thank you and that it's a real privilege to now get to help her out directly. So let's listen to what's on her mind and see if we can show her the same support that she's shown us as we optimize your life. How does one cope with the loss of a loved one? And is there light at the end of the tunnel? My grandmother just passed away and I am completely torn. She was the only grandparent I had and was an angel on earth. This year has really taken its toll on my mental health, and losing my grandmother was the last straw. I'm trying so hard to find my purpose every day and to have positivity, but there has been so much bad news it's hard to even get up in the morning. I hope this topic will help others as well. All right, and what a selfless note to end on. You hope this will help others as well. Not easy to say in the face of tragedy. Needless to say, I am sure your grandmother would be happy to hear you still keeping the hearts of others in mind as well. And let's actually start by talking a little more about both your grandmother and the other people out there and the role that they play in your healing. So what do we know about your grandmother? I personally do not know anything about her, but I would bet my bottom dollar that she would not want you to be in so much pain right now. Based on how close you were with her, I can only assume that she was the type of person that would want you to celebrate her and heal as soon as possible. That is, of course, a very, very tall order, and no one here is telling you to just rush through the grieving process or try to lie about your feelings, but it is something to keep in mind. As for those other people, I want you to think about what you know about other people who have gone through the same thing, the death of a loved one. Two objective truths that you've probably seen but are understandably forgetting right now are one, that these people do eventually heal and things do become a new version of normal, and two, that these people come out learning a lot about themselves. The same is true for you. Of course there is a light at the end of the tunnel, and if your grandmother just died recently, of course it's going to seem far away. You will heal from this and you will learn from this. Sometimes the lessons can be difficult to grasp in the midst of such pain, though. So let me remind you of some of the things you are going to learn from this and see if you start to maybe find yourself picking up on them. In this time, you are currently and will continue to learn about the fragility of life, true priorities, and in turn, false priorities and whether or not you're honoring them, lack of motivation, and identity change. And that's just to name a few. These types of lessons, should you be open to them, are exactly the types of lessons necessary to drive a sense of purpose, because you're learning the antithesis of purpose. You're learning about despair and rock bottom, and we are best equipped to understand purpose once we've saturated ourselves in these things and been brave enough to not label ourselves as victims in the face of them. Purpose is a deep sense of meaning. And unless we regularly venture into the depths of life, the uncomfortable places, the less our capacity for meaning is. Blows like these, the death of your grandmother, as well as the many atrocities the world is currently facing, are key ingredients to finding purpose because they propel us to feel and act more purposefully. In being exposed to what we have to lose, we rebound with the knowledge of what we really have to gain, and we then make the choice of whether or not we want to work towards it. You want to work towards it. You want purpose, and you dutifully seek it. And your grandmother has given you a very helpful tool to help you on that journey. So be thankful for that. You have to use it wisely, though. You have to seek purpose wisely. And I will say right now, I fear that you are exhausting yourself. The search for purpose and positivity tends to become increasingly aggressive the more desperate we are for it. And at the moment, you are understandably desperate for it. I feel you need to stop trying so hard and stop spinning your wheels. Because right now you're like a dog chasing its tail. This will be done once you make the best effort you can at lovingly accepting the recent rush of pain that has come with the death of your grandmother and the world at large. If you prioritize being at peace with this, then the purpose has the best chance to follow. I know that may sound difficult, but it definitely does not mean that hurt and peace cannot coexist. Rather, if you can step aside and be an onlooker, like you are when seeing others in periods of grief, you can reaffirm that this will all pass. We're all bound to go through phases of highs and lows, and the more we can lean into and embrace each of them, the more emotionally healthy we turn out to be. You're simply in a low period. You were due for one. We all are. You'll soon be on a high, and then a low again, and then a high again, with smatters of the opposite existing in each one. This is how the ebbs and flows of life work, and by doing your best to welcome and understand that, well then purpose is likely to find you. Because let's be honest, purpose tends to plop itself into our laps. It's not something we chase. It's not a job or an accomplishment. It's a feeling. And we only know how to distinguish feelings if we're willing to explore all of them. Picture a wardrobe upgrade with quality essentials at an unbeatable price. Quince has you covered with timeless pieces that never go out of style. You'll have them in your closet forever. Quince has all the must-haves, like Mongolian cashmere crew neck sweaters from $50, iconic 100% leather jackets, and versatile flow knit activewear. And all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. That's because by partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And most importantly, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes. And as for me, I love Quince's versatility too. They have great home items as well as clothes, and I've been really happy with the bedding that I bought from them. When you look at it and you feel the material, you can tell easily that it's of high quality. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/ORD for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/ORD to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/ORD.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Okay, friends, a lot of heavier material today, as I mentioned in the intro, something we've seen a bit of recently here on ORD. Look, whether or not you're dealing with the loss of a loved one, I hope this episode was able to resonate and that perhaps you see the bad times in a little bit better light going forward. I'll leave it at that. If you have questions of your own, please send them to our email address, advice@oldpodcast.com, advice@oldpodcast.com. We take your questions there. We welcome them with open arms and do our very best to help with whatever you're going through. And you know we're happy to do it. So it's time to wrap this one up, friends. Thanks for being here. Be good out there and stay vigilant of the blessings around you, please. I hope to see you back here tomorrow for our first Sunday show of the year. That's where your optimal life awaits.